The southern San Joaquin Valley is ground zero for valley fever, a potentially fatal disease that's practically unheard of in the rest of the state. It's also home to 10 state and federal prisons. And it's where Arjang Panna became sick.
I had big welts all over my body. I was sweating profusely, lost complete appetite. I was in extreme pain, as in my joints. I could not walk.
In 2006, Panna was serving time at the Taft Correctional Institution for possession of meth with the intent to sell. When he first became sick, doctors diagnosed him with pneumonia and prescribed antibiotics. The drugs didn't work, and his symptoms got worse.
One of the other kind of embarrassing symptoms that was I also suffered was a disease called hydrocele, which is the enlargement of your testicles. One of my testicles was the size of a grapefruit.
Those drugs didn't work because Panna didn't have pneumonia. Doctors finally diagnosed him with valley fever. It's a fungal disease caused by inhaling spores that live in the soil in this dry, arid region. Once the spores lodge in your lungs, they never fully leave your body.
I realized I did it wrong and I should do my time for it. I didn't believe that I should pay for my crimes with my life, which is pretty much what I was sentenced to.
Panna was a federal inmate in Kern County, which has the highest rate of valley fever in California. The disease is also a huge problem in the region's state prisons. In April, the federal official overseeing health care in the state prisons recommended that all inmates at high risk of contracting the serious form of the disease be removed from two Central Valley prisons. The policy affected thousands of inmates at Pleasant Valley and Avenal state prisons, including all African Americans and Filipinos. The state attorney general raised questions about the plan, but on Monday, a federal judge upheld a modified version of the order. In his ruling, Judge Thelton Henderson said that without the policy, at-risk inmates would, quote, continue to suffer unnecessary and unreasonable harm. Jeffrey Callison with the Department of Corrections says the state is still reviewing the ruling. The judge rejected the state's claims that it has adequately responded to the valley fever threat. Of all the state's prisons, Pleasant Valley and Coalinga has the highest rate of valley fever. Between 2006 and 2010, the rate of valley fever there was 1,001 times higher than the rate statewide.
We're going to take a little tour. You want to be able to see the yard or...
On a June morning, Lieutenant Kirk Gerringer travels around Pleasant Valley in a golf cart. He points out the recreation yard where inmates kick soccer balls and throw frisbees. Just a tall fence and a layer of soil cement separate them from the dusty ground where the fungus thrives.
What the soil cement does is prevents the upkick of dust because the valley fever spore is in the dust. And when it gets kicked up and it's carried through the air, that's how generally you're made susceptible to it.
To further protect inmates, he says prison officials offer surgical masks and raise awareness about the disease through posters and television commercials. They have also tried planting grass on the prison grounds.
The grass is supposed to keep all the dirt down and there'd be less dust. However, unfortunately, the winter when we planted it was pretty dry and the seed didn't take.
So why is the valley fever rate so high in these prisons? Dr. Felix Igbinosa is the chief medical executive at Pleasant Valley.
The majority have abused alcohol, drugs, and majority of them also have issues related to trauma, and they do not have access to health care while they were in the community.
They are also more likely to have chronic health problems like diabetes and lung disease, which puts them at higher risk for valley fever, too. Inmates also spend lots of time in the dusty prison yard. And because many come from outside the region, they haven't built up immunity against the fungus.
Once they relocate to a valley fever endemic area and they are exposed to valley fever, they are not prepared by way of natural immunity to fight the disease.
Finally, he says, prison doctors might be more aware of the disease and therefore more likely to diagnose it. But no matter the reason, taxpayers are already paying a price for valley fever. The state prisons spend an estimated $23.4 million a year on valley fever among inmates. Last year, the federal government agreed to pay Arjang Panna a settlement of $425,000 while admitting no fault. Panna says he's grateful for the money, which will provide relief if he gets sick again. Still, he says, he'd do anything to not have the disease.
One of my dear friends came up to me and said, RJ, how much money would you pay for you not to have this disease? And I said, if you added an extra zero to the end of the settlement, I would pay that much money not to be sick from it.
The receiver's policy is intended to prevent thousands of other inmates from facing the same fate. According to the judge's ruling, all inmates affected by the receiver's policy must be transferred out of the two prisons within 3 months. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.